From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Jamaica grants a two-week reprieve to convicted killer Joseph Thomas. Shoppers in St. Martin warned about the dioxin scare. And Windies batsman Shivnarine Chanderpaul involved in a shooting incident in Guyana. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Jamaica has deferred by 2 weeks its planned execution of convicted killer Joseph Thomas. Thomas had been scheduled to go to the gallows tomorrow morning before the brief stay of execution was granted by Governor General Sir Howard Cook. It comes on the recommendation of the local Privy Council after an appeal by the Jamaica Council for Human Rights. The Human Rights Council is against Jamaica resuming hangings after an 11-year break. There are 44 death row prisoners at the moment in the country. With governments like Jamaica and St. Lucia emboldened by Trinidad's hanging of 9 convicted killers, to what extent has the capital punishment lobby been strengthened? That's a question I put to retired Judge Telford Georges.
What it has done is that it shows that it can be done, so therefore other people will go along the path because it's open.
CARICOM governments meet in a month to consider setting up a regional appeal court. Isn't it bad timing since there's the perception that it could end up being a hanging court?
I had mentioned that months ago and complained.